CPA Mobile.
On Sure, K4VWA.
Yeah.
All day.
Still here, Commandant. Yes.
Well, I'm caught up all in trying to move my kids into their new house today. Doesn't that sound like fun?
I did that a couple of weeks ago, so I feel your pain. Oh, Lord. But it was really good because, I mean, yeah, they were living in Somerville, and they moved back up to Powdersville, so now they're only 20 minutes away instead of 3 hours away and sometimes longer depending on the traffic on 26.
Yep. Well, you just gotta love that 85.
Let's see, what was it? We got on it, my wife was driving, and I can't remember where we were going, but, and she had to get on just a short, mile or two on 85, and as soon as we got on it, it was right there at Pelham Road. It was like a parking lot, and she was just going, oh, no, but we were already on the on-ramp, so there wasn't anything we could do. I have seen people back up on the on-ramp, though. I have seen that done.
One of them. I turned down just about, get about 30 feet, and I said, no. And I turn around, and I just back up to the road, go right over the top, go right out of there. When it's backed up all the way out past 14, no, I just won't do it. Just won't do it. So, you gonna play in the bubble today?
I'm part of a bubble league that started in November, I guess, through February, and we play every Saturday at 1, 3, or 5 o'clock. It just depends on what slot they put you in and who you're playing. And play for 2 hours. It's a lot of fun, and I'm meeting some people that I haven't met before at the sports club, and anyway, but and the temperature's pleasant in there. It's not, too cold or too hot. It's good tennis playing weather, or temperature, I guess I should say.
Well, so what did you do about your tuner and your radio stuff?
Nothing yet. I'm thinking about, since my birthday's 3 days after Christmas, I'm thinking about getting it then. And we both allotted a certain amount of money and that we could spend, and I'll have to put something with it, but I have a little stash, so for such occasions as this. So anyway, I guess I'll probably order it then.
What are you gonna get?
Getting the Meritron, the 800 watt, with the nicer tubes in it, the 572s or something like that, and I don't know if I've decided to get the MFJ or that other tuner you were talking about, was it LDR or something like that. LDL.
Your cholesterol. LDG is your tuner.
Well, my doctor would be proud. Yeah, I'm looking at both of those, so. And, so anyway, we'll just see.
So you're looking at that 811H?
Yeah, it's 811H, and it's, but like I said, it's got the nicer tubes in it. I can't remember the numbers, but I think it starts with a 5.
All right. Well, I just hope that the quality is still up there, just like it used to be back before the MFJ bought them.
I won't be using that a lot. Yeah, I mean, there's been a time or two that I wished I had had an amp because I was getting people, you know, 5x9, and I'm pretty sure if I'd have had just a little bit more juice, I could have, you know, made it back to them, but they could not hear me. I mean, there was nobody else responding, and I was throwing my call out there, I just wanted to go, what's the problem, dude? But he just couldn't hear me, evidently.
Still going to happen with the amplifier, even if you pump it up to full power, because, you know, you're still going to have the hop effect, you know, at 2,500 miles, and, there's going to be times when you can hear Australia just like they're sitting in the chair with you. And there's going to be times when you couldn't hit them with 3,000 watts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I could just be bouncing right over them. So, it is what it is. And that's the nature of ham radio. So, anywho. I guess it just makes it that more challenging.
I know what you mean, but I will tell you this. Man, my number of contacts went up exponentially after I got that amp. Everybody could hear me. Man, it was good.
I'm really drilling over your antenna, your beam you've got up there. It just, golly day. I'd give anything to have one of those, and I'm pretty sure I'd probably get a comment from the HOA about that one. That and the tower it'd be sitting on. But I could always claim ignorance, you know, but just go ahead and put it up and then go, Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know, you can come over. I'll be glad to let you come over and take it down.
These people behind you are not part of your neighborhood, are they?
Not, but they are very nosy.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'd bet you a dollar to a donut they'd try to force you to take it down using their HOA standards. I've seen that done before. And I'm going to tell you something. The guy just ignored him. Says, well, you know, get yourself a lawyer. And they squawked and they made a bunch of noise and all this and that and the other. And they never did anything, so he still got his tower up. So, anyhow, but I tell you what, I do like living out where I am because nobody tells me what to do on my property.
Cyclist in the road. Oh, that was a nice gesture. He was picking up a box, a pretty good sized box, and getting out of the road. I picked up a big chunk of padding, you know, like you put under carpet, and it evidently blown out of a truck or something. On Rutherford Road, everybody was swerving around it, so I just stopped in the median and picked it up and threw it up on the side of the road, up in the grass, so, you know, it didn't cause a wreck or something.
Listen, I'm going to jump. jump out on you, and I'm going to go into Arby's here and grab me a roast beef sandwich. And you good? Have good luck with your game today. I hope you knock it out of the park. Well, keep it in the court anyhow. 73, Dave. I'll talk to you soon. K4VWA, I'm clear.
Well, enjoy your lunch, and hope to talk to you again soon. And you have a good day. And enjoy this liquid sunshine, KP4CBA.
4HKX Mobile.